Hidalgo County District Attorney, Criminal Sentencing Update. Texas Border Business. Donna Mann sentenced to 30 years after guilty verdicts related to continuous sexual abuse of a child. Donna, a Hidalgo County jury found Anthony Calderon, 21, of Donna, Texas, guilty of continuous sexual abuse of a child, indecency with a child by contact, and prohibited sexual conduct, announced Hidalgo County District Attorney Toribio, Terry, Palacios. The jury returned its verdicts of guilty on September 5, 2023, and Calderon was sentenced by the 464th District Court of Hidalgo County on April 10, 2024. On September 27, 2019, the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office was dispatched in reference to a continuous sexual abuse of a child allegation involving Calderon and a minor child. The ensuing investigation revealed that Calderon had sexually abused an 11-year-old child on a continuous basis. Throughout the trial, evidence and testimony showed the disturbing manner in which the continuous acts of sexual abuse occurred. Anthony Calderon was sentenced to 30 years on account of continuous sexual abuse of a child, 20 years on account of indecency with a child by contact, and 10 years on account of prohibited sexual conduct. The jury trial was heard by the Honorable Judge Joe Ramirez of the 464th District Court of Hidalgo County. The jury's verdict tells the entire community that the sexual exploitation of children is a heinous crime that will not be tolerated in Hidalgo County, said Hidalgo County District Attorney Toribio, Terry, Palacios. I am thankful for the dedication shown by the prosecution team and our law enforcement partners in constantly striving to make Hidalgo County safer for children. The charges are the result of an investigation conducted by the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office. The case was prosecuted by Special Crimes Assistant District Attorneys Ricardo Hernandez and Hope Palacios. Edcouch man to serve 40 years for intoxicated manslaughter convictions. EDCOUCH. On April 5, 2024, a Hidalgo County jury found Mitchell Garcia Trevino, 39, of Edcouch, Texas, guilty on two counts of intoxication manslaughter and one count of intoxication assault. On December 16, 2018, Trevino crashed his Ford F-250 into a Hidalgo County EMS ambulance. Evidence at trial showed that Trevino was highly intoxicated and was driving at least 75 miles per hour seconds before hitting the ambulance in a head-on collision. The fatal accident claimed the lives of the EMS driver and the patient he was transporting. The EMS driver, 32-year-old Felipe Huerta Jr., was a veteran of the United States Marine Corps and a Purple Heart recipient. Delia Cortines, 68, was the second victim of the intoxication manslaughter. Felipe Huerta's wife and EMS first responder, 30-year-old Andrea Rodriguez, survived the fatal crash but suffered traumatic injuries and permanent brain damage. On April 8, 2024, a sentence was handed down by the jury of 30 years in prison for count 1, 20 years in prison for count 2, and 10 years in prison for count 3. The jury trial was heard by presiding state district judge Ismael D. Fonsecain, the 476th District Court of Hidalgo County, Texas. Judge Fonseca formally sentenced Trevino on counts 1 and 2 to run concurrent and count 3 to run consecutive, for a total term of 40 years imprisonment in the Institutional Division of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. The jury's verdict makes it clear that our community will not tolerate the loss of innocent lives due to the senseless act of getting behind the wheel while intoxicated, said Hidalgo County District Attorney Toribio, Terry, Palacios. Our office remains committed to seeking justice on behalf of those harmed by drunk drivers, and we urge the citizens of Hidalgo County to make plans while consuming alcohol to ensure that you have a ride to get home safely. The charges are the result of an investigation conducted by the Edinburgh Police Department. Assistant District Attorneys Michelle Puig and Michael Morris prosecuted the case. San Juan man sentenced to 30 years for continuous sexual abuse of a child. San Juan, a Hidalgo County judge found Jesus Alberto Hernandez, 29, of San Juan, Texas, guilty of continuous sexual abuse. On August 11, 2020, the FAR Police Department received a report of a 12-year-old child who had been sexually assaulted by a family member. The child was interviewed by a forensic interviewer and underwent a sexual assault examination. During each of these examinations, the child made an outcry that she had been sexually assaulted by the defendant. Hernandez was sentenced by the court to 30 years on continuous sexual abuse of a child. There is no paralegibility for continuous sexual abuse of a child. The case was heard by Judge Noe Gonzalez of the 370th District Court of Hidalgo County, Texas. The safety of our community is a top priority for the DA's office, and we will continue to devote the necessary resources to bring sex offenders to justice, said Hidalgo County District Attorney Toribio, Terry, Palacios. The charges are the result of an investigation conducted by the FAR Police Department, the Hidalgo and Starr County Children's Advocacy Center, and Doctors Hospital at Renaissance Safe Haven. Chief Assistant Criminal District of Major Crimes Hope Palacios prosecuted the case.